It's going to be a fun fall camp in T-Town.
It will be. And, again, you've outlined a lot of the problems, or at least the places we don't know where they're going to be. Left tackle, quarterback. You've got are they going to throw the ball more to O.J. Howard? The quarterbacks, will that be better? Will they have a pass rush? And the thing that really not a whole lot of people are thinking about, I know Coach Saban mentioned Griffin, but at the same time, where's the kicking game going to be? Probably have a freshman punter. So, I mean, you could easily say on paper, this is a 2 or 3 loss team, but at the same time, we've seen Saban teams with these many questions come in and win a national championship.
We're middle way down Radio Row. Baron Huber, I've got to give him credit. He's the one that came up with this. He told me earlier, and I don't think it's off the record comment, but he said, you know, there's some questions around this football team. And as we look at that chandelier that's in the foyer there of the Hyatt Regency Hotel, he said, the problem that I have, special teams is very special on a football team. You've got to have it to win. He said, I'm not sure if we've got a punter or a kicker that can get the ball there if we try to kick it there.
Which tells you a lot. But, I mean, this may be prolific enough offense where you don't need a kicker that much. But you've got to have it. I mean, Ryan, you've seen it like I have in what? Probably same as last 4 losses. Alabama's missed like a dozen kicks. At some point, you've got to get that straightened out.
Well, there's so many places, and you look at Mark Rick, what he does with the kicking unit.
Yes.
It's a special part of the game, and you go back, you know, everybody wants to talk about the missed field goal. You talk about the 1 yard that T.J. Yeldon couldn't pick up at the Auburn Tigers. But if you had hit just some of those field goals, I'm not really sure if Auburn would have been at the game because you were almost about to knock them out of sort of, you know, hurt that momentum for them.
Well, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago. I remember before CSS went off the air, seeing the replay of the game. I mean, Alabama in the fourth quarter on 2 or 3 of those drives, if they at least get a field goal, it's a double-digit lead and the game's over. I mean, you could read the body language with their fans, with the team, and that's going to be extremely important for Alabama to be able to do that. But they've got, in my mind, Ryan, they've got to play a lot more players this year on offense, and then I think that would serve them well.
It's just going to be one of those years that you walk into fall camp, and if you come out with fall camp with some of these question marks answered, you'll feel a little bit better than what you do right now. But I have to go look at you right now. Why did the media select Alabama?
I was surprised to a degree because they have the best roster. Even though it's unproven to some degree, when you look in their roster of their top 85 players, it's better than anybody else in the league. Probably, and it's probably better than anybody else in the nation.
And I think a lot of that is confidence in Nick Saban because if we talk about questions, Brent.
Right.
We could, you know, I don't know. Can you go until 9 o'clock, Brent? I mean, are you? I'm looking at him. And he's looking at me. He said, "I've put in a 12-hour day already." Brent, can we run down questions on every team in the SEC for the? You could do it. I know you could.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me just summarize it with one question rather than going to 9 o'clock talking about questions. As we look at Alabama, there's questions on that football team.
Sure.
But there's questions at every SEC.
There's no doubt about it.
Out of all 4 teams.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got the South Carolina, the team that was selected to win the East. They've got question marks on their defensive line. Chance Sutton is gone. Jadeveon Clowney is gone. They need a big play receiver, and they need somebody else to help Mike Davis out. I mean, you can go on and on and on. There are more questions at Florida maybe than anywhere else. The same thing with Georgia. LSU, they don't know who their quarterback is. They've got 17 underclassmen that have gone to the NFL, so you can certainly say for that. Auburn, their secondary now is suspect, and I think really hurt with Carl Lawson being out. Is that enough? I think that's a microcosm of what you're saying, isn't it, Ryan?
To be honest, when you look at Carl Lawson being out at Auburn, that may be the biggest news nugget of this week.
I don't have any doubt about that. And look, I think people are overlooking that. I think people are not realizing all their attention has been on the situation with Nick Marshall showing up or not showing up. Well, the real problem here is they've got Lawson out for the rest of the season. One of the Auburn beat writers told me that he was such a good pass rusher that he took a lot of pressure off the secondary.
Well, absolutely, it works hand in hand.
Yeah, sure it does.
So, okay, but let me go back. Alabama was picked. They had 10 guys recognized on the first, second, and third team. I think 9 of those, depends on how you want to count. 8 true players, but 9 positions were recognized as first-team All-Americans. Excuse me, not first-team All-Americans, first-team All-SEC. But Christian Jones was recognized as the all-purpose player and the return specialist. So however you want to count that, that was part of the topic. I go back for just a couple of minutes. Who's the team that's going to push Alabama through this SEC West? And as we look at Auburn or LSU, who's going to be that second-place team, in your opinion?
I think a lot of people I think that they think Ole Miss or Mississippi State will be the dark horse in the West. But as far as a second-place team, I would almost go with LSU right now, because Auburn's schedule is so brutal, especially on the road. Look, Auburn can have a better team and a worse record that's coming up this year. And LSU, that no one expects them to be able to do anything, and we chronicled their ills a few minutes ago.
Watch out if you count them out.
Yes, yeah, never count them out.
Yeah, it's just fun to watch Les Miles work under pressure.
Absolutely it is. And the SEC Network would be smart if they gave him his own show, and he never talked about football.
Just random stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so does he win the Brent Beard Coach of the Year Award at the SEC Media Days? Entertainer of the week.
As far as entertainment, you'd probably have to say that. And frankly, he was more entertaining than Spurrier was this year.
Yeah, Spurrier gives you a little reason. I understand South Carolina's the team to pick, according to the media in the SEC East. But he wasn't confident about his team. But I'm gonna just put it out there. I think he's getting to the age where all of us are going to have to cross that bridge where we lose a little drive and a little energy. I see Spurrier losing a little of that energy.
Well, let me say this: when he is in one of those situations where he doesn't talk about his team, what we've known over the years is that's when he feels the best about them, and that's what you got to watch about him. And as far as him, he's 69. And probably has as much energy or more than all of us do right now after the 4 days we've had here. But I think he's got another 4 or 5 years in him.
We'll see exactly how that works out. I go back to the conversation we're going to set up tonight. We're going to Mobile, Alabama, because I think that the prediction that you and I have been talking about for the last 10 minutes, looking at Alabama's success, really goes on Jacob Coker. We're going to go talk to his quarterback coach.
Good.
We're going to find out what type of, from his analysis, he coached A.J. McCarron, Jacob Coker's biggest gap, because Blake Sims, guys, he's not going to be the quarterback
in
2014.
No, and if he is, it may be 3 or 4 losses.
Well, the one thing, Nick Saban's going to stick with his system.
Sure,
Blake Sims doesn't fit his system.
No. He gives him a little bit of a change up. Now, in fairness, and again, this comes down to recruiting, I can even say and see first 2 games, playing both of them, and letting it kind of sift through and let Coker rise to the occasion during that time. If it's not apparent and very clear during fall drills that Coker's the guy.
Is Muschamp's seat hotter? You live in Jacksonville, Florida. You're making your home drive in just a few hours. You're headed back home. But I go back to the conversation. I didn't realize it was this hot until I listened to him talk and listened to those fans out there in that corner.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. I mean, he can't – if he has – he could be 8-4, and if he loses to Georgia, he could be fired. I mean, it's a tentative situation for him, although I think they will be at least 8-4, and I think they'll beat somebody that they shouldn't beat. I think they'll be better and good enough for him to keep his job. I'll say that.
That's a great conversation to have, and I know we'll continue to break down. Final thoughts all week long. That Alabama fan base has been staggered out there, a few out there. Can you give us, for those folks that are just fans that didn't make it up here, that had to work the 8-to-5 job. Describe that chaos out there as it is now leaving, but what was that sort of like?
Well, the microcosm of SEC Media Days was the guy that you interviewed from Australia that would actually get on a plane and fly up here to meet Nick Saban. This guy, I heard him say that he spent probably about $8,000 on this trip. And he probably got about $5,000 worth of publicity from this because he's a household name tonight, but particularly among Alabama fans. But the thing that amazes me is you've got people that get here for Alabama from noon until when the Alabama contingent leaves around 6 o'clock. Ryan, I'm not sure I'd wait for anybody that long.
See, there's our Australia fan right there walking by. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Funny part of it, it's either him, he's the fan of the week or the fan of the month, but also the guy that hung the flag at Kyle Field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So those two are running neck and neck.
Yeah.
Funny story. I'm over interviewing the guy. I'm going to play a little bit later in the show. The guy that traveled from Australia here. We're talking, and I hand him my business card and say, hey, by the way, I do a college football show in Tuscaloosa. I'd love for you to listen to it one of these days and react. He goes, Ryan Fowler? He goes, I'm so-and-so on Twitter. I'm the guy that responds to you. He goes, I listen all the time. I thought he was going to fall out when I handed him my
business
card.
That's hilarious.
But, guys, that's the technology.
Sure it is. Sure it is. And that's what I'm saying. No one knew who he was. And by the end of the day, and look, what you saw here may end up being on ESPN. Sports Center before the night's over.
Oh, yeah. I went and took a photo with it.
Yeah.
And took a photo with it with his sign. You can find it at the game, WDGM. Brent Beard right now. SEC College Football Analyst, LindySports.com, 1010XL out of Jacksonville, Florida. Brent, I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate you swinging by.
Always.
Back to Jacksonville. That guy looks like your brother.
Yeah, it does. And listen, if I don't get more energy before the night's over, I was going to spend the night in Dothan. Tonight and then go back the rest of the way. I may just end up in your house tonight, spending the night, and then I'll head on back in the morning.
Can we talk college football?
All night long if you wanted to do it. Absolutely.
Okay. But the only problem is I'm an hour and 30 minutes that way,
and you need to
start heading back to Jackson that direction.
Yeah,
so you're going to spend more gas money than you would.
Yeah,
Brent, thank you so much. Appreciate your friendship.
Brother. Always appreciate what you do too, and your Christian witness and just laying it out there as far as the way we do it. It's a great conversation.